Good evening, everyone. I am Sergio, and this is The Logical Report. And this is the truth. If you have any questions, comments, or complaints, or if you have an opinion, or you disagree with me, or you agree with me, send me email at sir.geo@logicalreport.com. You know, right now we got the election coming around the corner, coming around the bend, November 5th. It's coming. And when it gets here, you got to be prepared. You got to vote and you got to make a choice. But it seems like there are some people who are getting all way too upset about age, like that matters. I mean, even the alternative is only 3 years younger than the other guy, and he ain't taking care of himself, obviously. So, you know, if we're going to talk about age, we need to talk about health, which means we need to be talking about, you know, Donald Trump ain't taking care of himself. Yeah, he just he's fat as fuck. He's not. There's no way that man was 215 pounds, 6 foot. What is he? 6 foot three or something? There's no way. I'm not as fat as he is, and I weighed more than him. Actually, I guess that means I'm fatter than him. But thing is, here's the thing. Donald Trump has done so many things. Forget the 91 indictments. Forget the fact that he's done so many things that it's too much to keep up with. I mean, think of all the things that he's done. If we looked at all the dumb things he's done, destructive things he's done, dangerous things he's done, I mean, even the things that he suggested, like when he tried to buy Greenland, everybody, you know, all these MAGAs took his side for that. He had considered nuking hurricanes. You know, because in the middle of a hurricane, there's the eye of the storm. It's very cold sometimes. He thought about nuking hurricanes, disrupting them. All this stupid stuff. Doctoring a hurricane forecast map with a Sharpie. Like he knows better than the people who made the hurricane forecast map. And, you know, when he lost, I'm talking about it. He had tried to stage a coup to stay in power. He took a bunch of classified documents, lied about having them, then refused to give them back when the feds asked nicely. And then he's all shocked when the feds took them. He sent unidentified federal officers to Portland, Oregon to abduct protesters and spark a what could be used as a pretense for implementing martial law. He ordered peaceful protesters to be tear gassed so that he could pose for a photo op with a Bible outside a church, which he held upside down, from what I understand. He tried to blackmail Ukraine into manufacturing dirt for his 2020 campaign. You know, that's what his impeachment was about. He was blackmailing Ukraine because Ukraine, we have been, you know, everybody acts like Joe Biden just suddenly started giving that aid. We've been giving aid to Ukraine for a long time because Ukraine needs it to protect them from Russia. He even asked Russia for help in the 2016 campaign, and he got it. And this thing about this weird thing about Russian President Vladimir Putin, I mean, you remember the Helsinki summit? I mean, it's crazy. He invited Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov to an in-person meeting in the Oval Office where he accidentally revealed top secret intelligence. The guy's an idiot. He shouldn't be anywhere near. And he's like giving a, it's like giving a gun to a five-year-old. He wants the U.S. to withdraw from NATO. You know, we benefit from NATO. Yeah, true, we're not over in Europe. But with our support, that's kept the Russians from trying to come in. It's like he wants the Russians to take over. And he separated migrant parents from their children, locked the kids in cages. And to this day, some have never found their parents. Can you imagine that? Never finding your parents. Oh, not because of a war-torn situation that you had no control over, but because some asshole president decided it's okay to lock the parents separate from the kids. And now they can never find their kids. I mean, that's horrible. You know, dumb stuff like insisting on raking, or just rake the forest. If you rake the forest, you wouldn't have forest fires. He covered, this is the word, this is what happened here. He covered for Saudi Arabia after Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman ordered the gruesome murder and dismemberment of a U.S. journalist with a bone saw. It took a U.S. journalist, murdered him, and dismembered him with a bone saw. And of course, Jared Kushner, who's got $2 billion from Saudi Arabia, the Crown Prince had actually reported bragging having Kushner in his pocket. I mean, this is all factual stuff. This isn't stuff that was made up. I know Fox News would say they were made up, but they're not. Intervened to get Kushner top secret clearance because he was denied over concerns about foreign influence. You know, the fact that he got $2 billion from Saudi Arabia, it affected his ability to get a security clearance. If I was getting money from Saudi Arabia and I was just joining the army, they'd have a problem with it. And with all that stupidity going on, he puts Kushner in charge of the Middle East peace. I mean, come on. And nepotism, it rampant in his, it was just rampant in his office. Everybody who was friends with him or family members got jobs. Not people who deserved it. Those people got fired. It just goes on and on, you know, and the COVID-19, talking about injecting disinfectant into people to try to stop, to cure people from COVID, the ultraviolet light, sticking it up, I don't know what it was, some orifice, I don't know. He was taking how do you pronounce that? It's hydroxychloroquine. It's something you take for malaria. He just took it for COVID-19, said it was a cure, and it wasn't, of course. He had other things that he said were, ivermectin was a cure. This is all Donald Trump. He's not a doctor, and he went on and tried to push all this stuff. Told people not to wear masks to cut down the spread of COVID-19, even though they worked. Told everybody that they don't work. Not only did it stop the COVID, or slow it down at least, it stopped the flu. The flu went down. He discouraged COVID testing. Refused to send federal aid to New York City amid the first COVID-19 wave because the virus was hitting Democratic voting states the hardest. The reason why they hit Democratic voting states the hardest was because they have more people, the highly populated, highly densely. Most of your densely populated cities are Democratic. That's just a statistical fact. And because they were Democrats, he decided, they don't need aid. And, you know, he thinks he should be president more than two terms. Like, you know, he thought the climate change was a Chinese hoax. Built an incomplete border wall that doesn't work, wasn't needed, and wasn't paid for by Mexico. You remember? Mexico was going to pay for it, but they never did. Then he starts a trade war with China. And the only people that hurt was us. The consumers. We just end up paying more for everything. And if you wonder why we have such high interest rate, inflation rate, that's part of it right there. I mean, this guy, he throws little tantrums. He throws food when he's angry. Saw no problem with his vice president potentially being hanged by a violent mob he'd summoned. and sent to the U.S. Capitol to disrupt the peaceful transition of power. Ugh. He started his presidency with easily disproved lie about a crowd size as an inauguration. Now, he said it was the largest period. Remember that? This was the largest period. And it wasn't. It was raining. A lot of people didn't come. Had nothing to do, I'm sure it had nothing to do with Donald Trump, or it might have, but you don't have to lie about it. And he thought people needed the ID to buy cereal. I mean, I'm just going on and on and on. Fired James Comey as FBI director. He was the FBI director, and because he didn't like the Bureau investigating Russian meddling in the 2000 election. Later, it was revealed that Trump's campaign manager gave detailed internal polling data to a Russian intelligence agent. You know, I mean, they thought he was stupid. I mean, people thought he was stupid. I mean, Rex Tillerson called him a fucking moron. His own Secretary of State said he was a fucking moron. He fired the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention's China-based pandemic response team. Remember that? That was something that, you know, and the reason why he did it is he got rid of that team because, you know, Obama put him there. You know, Obama actually dealt with a coronavirus. If anybody doesn't know this, SARS is a coronavirus. It's a coronavirus. And you know, although he didn't have a huge pandemic the way Donald Trump did was because he handled it right. And he built a Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, China-based pandemic response team, and kept it in China so they would be able to respond to this problem when it happened again. Well, he fired them all, and it happened again. And now a million Americans are dead because of it. I mean, it just goes on. I mean, this guy is never, I mean, it's just crazy. It's just crazy. I mean, the man tweeted all the time. He tweeted literal gibberish a lot. He lied all the time. He's been caught in over 5,000 lies. There's a website that you can look up all the lies he did, and it's huge. It's like a sea of lies that he told. I mean, and he embraces this QAnon conspiracy theories. He's been impeached twice, passed huge, and this is the one I hate the most. This is the one that I passed huge tax cuts for wealthy corporations and massively grew the national debt. Flip-flopped on whether the White House had ordered USS John McCain be hidden so he wouldn't get mad. It did. Called the American military members who died in the line of duty losers and suckers. That's what he did. You're a veteran. I'm a veteran. You know, used to be angry about that. You know, and of course, Mr. Hero couldn't do it because he had bone spurs. We all have bone spurs. And he claimed to have bone spurs to get out of the military. Some of us have bone spurs and we're in the military. I did. And he watched Fox News when he should have been working for us. And he should have been signing documents for us or passing laws for us. He was watching Fox News. He binge watched Fox News and go online and talk on Fox News when he should have been working. Played so much golf. The man said he was going, oh, I'm not going to have any time to play golf. That's all he did was play golf. And you know, he raked in cash from foreign interests at his Washington hotel in an operation sometimes described as the epicenter of a corrupt presidency. Now, what I mean by that is, you know, he took advantage. Any foreign interests or anybody who came to, they use his hotel. They used his stuff and paid him. He made money. Made sure he made money off of anybody who moved into a place. And when he moved into Mar-a-Lago, or if he moved into the Trump Towers, he had to rent out rooms for the security people, the Secret Service. And guess who got paid for that? Donald Trump. And he directed his lawyer to commit campaign fraud to cover up that when he allegedly directed his lawyer to commit campaign fraud to cover up that Trump cheated on his wife after she had recently given birth. And he was accused of sexual misconduct by more than 24 women. And anything said, any bad news about him was considered fake. Lied about voluntarily turning over his tax returns. You know, he never did that. He still hasn't to this day, which is why they should make a law about it. He's the only president who didn't. You know, and this, I mean, as far as the racism concerned, I mean, I wouldn't go with, I mean, you tell me, describe white supremacists in Charlottesville, Virginia as very fine people. Because you said very fine people on both sides. Grossly abuse the presidential pardon on his way out the door. This is Donald Trump, your president. He refused to leave the White House visitor logs. You know, why? Because if he releases it, he's going to find out who's been coming into that place with him. You know, and he just has no, I don't know how to describe it. He just has no empathy for anyone. You know, he's in Puerto Rico throwing paper towels at people desperate for actual hurricane aid. But anyway, that's just me. Lord knows, how long have I talked? I've talked here for about 17 minutes. Just talking about all the stuff he did. And I shorted it. I made it short. I shortened it. And I still, 17 minutes I talked about it. Now, I would say if you're not going to, if you're going to vote, make sure you vote Democrat. Now, I don't know if you ever, if there's a really, if you go to the, we got a website that we acquired the information from the Labor Department, the Tax Department, and it shows the history of our taxes. And I can tell you right now, the Republicans are the ones who lowered taxes for the rich every time. And every time they did it, they got a recession. It hurts you, and the recession hurts you. Doesn't hurt them. They're rich. They're fine. And if you think, here's another thing. If you think that Donald Trump was bad this time, I spent 17 minutes talking about Donald Trump. If you think he's bad now, wait till he gets reelected for his final term. If he gets this, if he gets elected, he's going to do far more worse than what he did. And I'll tell you why, is because he has no motive to watch himself. Now, remember when he ignored the COVID and it caused a huge depression. A lot of people, MAGAs deny it left and right, but there was a huge depression when COVID hit. The stock market crashed 2 or 3 times. I lost my money in it. But you know, remember he gave you a check. He cut you a check, and they're all like, "Hey, if you don't like Donald Trump, why are you cashing his check?" I remember hearing that from Republican adversaries. You know, he sent you a check for $1,200, and I'm like, "Well, the reason why he sent that check, and by the way, it was $1.2 trillion he sent out, and they did it in 2 weeks, yet they had still never put the $1.4 trillion to just wipe out student debt. Why didn't you do that? I mean, if you could do $1.2 trillion in 2 weeks, you know, you could probably do $1.4 trillion in 2 weeks also. I mean, it's just writing a check or just canceling something. But the point was, it wasn't in their interest to cancel it because the banks are paying the Republican Party. Anywho, but my warning about presidents in their second term is real. Go look up the history of a lot of these presidents, and you will find that they always, even Democrats sometimes, you will find that they do their worst during their second term because they got nothing to lose. They can't get reelected, which is probably an argument to make sure people continue to be reelected. I mean, maybe they shouldn't have set term limits, but that's another story. But anywho, here's the thing. Look at some of the presidents. Ronald Reagan. Ronald Reagan lowered taxes just a little bit of the rich, and then he knocked it down really fast after his second election. He didn't want to do it on his first election because he knew it would kill the economy, and he killed it anyway when he went back in. And it was so bad that even George Bush Sr. couldn't get reelected. I mean, I remember him, Ronald Reagan, saying, if there's any new taxes, it'll be over my dead body. And that meant, obviously that meant no. And he didn't. He did it anyway. That's when Social Security checks started getting taxed. I mean, if any person in the world who does not deserve to pay taxes is retired seniors. Senior citizens should not pay taxes, and they didn't until Ronald Reagan became president. That's another one. George Bush Jr., you know, he escalated that war in Iraq and Afghanistan after 9/11. He planned on saying mission accomplished, it was over with. He waited until he got reelected before he escalated the war. That's true. George Bush Sr., when he lost the election to Bill Clinton, you know, he had nothing to lose. You know what he did before he left? He sent troops to Mogadishu, and every Republican was against him keeping them there. You know, and he couldn't pull out. So they made this big, it was a huge, big thing. You remember Black Hawk Down? Go look it up. It's there's actually a movie about it. But, you know, that's what they did back then. If you look at George Bush, another one, Nixon. Nixon resigned. He couldn't. He actually got busted breaking into the Democrats' building. And I don't understand why they do that. And more. It's going to happen again. Every Republican who's ever been in office did their worst during their second term. And that's a fact. And Donald Trump didn't get his second term. So this is going to be the bad term. So if you're thinking about, I mean, this could be the end of Donald Trump after losing this election. He may never come back, and that would be awesome for America. But you'd have to worry about his son, but that's something else.
And that's the truth.
Don't forget to send any emails with questions or comments to sir.geo@logicalreport.com.